Okay, you all ready?
Talked a little bit about conditioning and 2-a-days and the heat. I mean, now that you're into that a little bit, have you seen more results from that?
Yeah, I think we're getting there. I think probably every coach would tell you get in better shape after every practice. But we had a couple really warm days. Yesterday was, yesterday was pretty warm. In the afternoon practice, we had a practice last week that was, I think, over 100 heat index, and we need that. I mean, we check our guys' body weight and see how much weight they're losing and make sure they keep getting hydrated. But so far, they've been able to handle it pretty well. But we've only had 1 2-a-days, too.
Seen any encouragement on the running backs' position as a group?
Yeah, it's kind of... You know, one guy stands out one day, then today it was somebody else. So it's still, there's still not a clear-cut leader at that position. I think it's probably as wide open as any position. And, you know, I hope that we get at least 2 or 3 guys that kind of emerge. And as we get into this week, which is, you know, have a couple 2-a-days and, you know, some physical practices, I think we'll find that.
Would you say your offensive line is most settled in terms of not being wide open? I mean, whatever the opposite of wide open is your opposite line?
Well, I think we have more guys that have experience, certainly, but they're still, the level of play has to get better. You know, I thought, you know, just because you have experience doesn't mean you're going to be better unless you got better over the last, you know, off season and during these practices. So the key for us is that they play better. And so far in camp, it's been solid, but not nearly good enough yet.
To that end, guys like Dorstein and Hughie played well enough to hold off the younger guys? Or?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you right now the depth chart. I mean, I've got Coach Speed, really, but I would hope it's not settled unless a guy is playing so well that, you know, he's a clear-cut guy no matter what happens. That's not the case with any position just yet.
What stood out to you so far since you've gotten in the past? Anything that's jumped out at you?
I think that just from a team standpoint, the attention to detail has been pretty good. Our guys are really eager to learn. I think they've done a great job picking up some concepts. The special teams, I've been pleased with that so far, with the work we've done there scheme-wise and some of the new things we're doing special teams-wise. So I've been really pleased with that. The execution has been okay at times offensively, not as good as I like, because we don't expect any bad snaps and any bad decisions, but you know you're going to get that. But there's been some. I think the defense, particularly because we got a lot of our defensive package already in installed, I've been pleased with their mental part from picking that up as well.
Which Kevin Coder was named for John Mack. What do you expect from him this season? What role is he looking to play, maybe more so than he has in the past?
Well, he's played quite a bit. I think we've used tight ends about almost 70% of the time. But, you know, those preseason lists, I mean, I put no stock into that. You know, I guess that's fun for people to look at. But, you know, Kevin's worthy of it. I think he's a very good player. He's in great shape. And we expect a big year out of him and Martell Webb for sure. But, I always kind of chuckle at this guy's on a preseason list or a preseason list, and that's probably based on what he did in the past and maybe projects in the future. But if it helps motivate him to have a great year, that's great. But I think Kevin's pretty motivated.
Talk a good day about Darrell and the progress he's made so much. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be able to do the returning and be a future receiver as well to handle both and jump?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he's in really good shape. He's had an outstanding camp so far. And he and Tay Odoms are probably going to be our top returners, it looks like, and along with Terrence Robinson.
Any freshmen surprising you so far?
There's a few on defense. The guys we thought probably could help us early, maybe some of those freshman safeties, some of those freshman DBs, and so far they've had. And it's been, for them, they've had a mixed week. They've had a lot of classes last week as well, so they've missed some meeting time. So I'm really anxious to see what they do the next week and a half when their classes are over and it's just football. I think their progress will really accelerate.
A couple of guys that really came on late in the season were Roundtree and Patrick Omami. How have they looked this fall? Have they picked up where they left off?
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They're in great shape. Royce, you know, we expect a lot out of him because he played so well at the end of last year. He can play a couple positions receiver-wise, and he's been solid. Patrick Aramis in great shape. It's the best I've seen him look. And he and Steve Schilling give us a pretty good set of two guards with a lot of experience and have gotten bigger as well. So I'm pretty pleased with them so far.
Appreciate it.
last week you talked a little bit about players who are out of shape having to earn the right to wear the winged helmet. And the Big Ten Network had pictures of some players not having wings on their
helmet. They did?
They did. Can you talk about what a player has to do to earn
Well, I think that's a team thing, but it's not, you know, that there's usually more involved than just is a guy out of shape or is he doing all the things, you know, it's more has he earned the wings. And certainly we want everybody that runs down that tunnel on September 4th is going to be wearing a winged helmet. In order to run down that tunnel, you've got to, you know, appreciate that privilege you have to play here. And I think all of them will, but if they don't, they won't wear the helmet.
How many players would you say you have right now
who
aren't
wearing
them?
It's a team thing.
Speaking of uniforms, Coach, is anyone going to, any of the receivers going to have the opportunity to wear the number one jersey this year?
Yeah, we haven't discussed the number one jersey in about, I guess, almost 2 years now. Yeah. I think the last time that was brought up was probably the last time it was discussed. I guess it's kind of, it's not retired, but it's, I guess it's semi-retired at the moment.
How would you assess your quarterback situation right now?
Wide open. Same there as it was, what is it, 8 practices ago.
What's been encouraging, what's been discouraging about it in general or otherwise?
Everything. Everything.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah, I can't be more specific than that because I'm, a few plays, boy, they get, and a few plays, boy, we got to play better. Some plays, they look like they've played before, and some, they look like it's their first snap ever.
Did you ever see playing all three, or is that just too loosey-goosey?
I hope I have enough confidence to play all three, I'll tell you that. Can I see that? Not right now, because all three aren't playing to the level I want, but all three, I think, we'll get there before we play UConn. At least I'm hoping they can.
As you move forward, is there a point where you have to start tapering down, or is that just game week?
Really, it's probably a week and a couple of days, about 8 or 9 days before the UConn game that we'll really kind of start to hone in on who's going to get the majority of the reps, the first, second. And there might be another guy that's maybe with the second group. You know, so the majority of guys that we think could possibly be on the travel squad that will be playing in that game about 8 or 9 days before we play UConn, we'll probably hone in on that. And again, that's, it could be very much a situation where it changes daily. And we've tried to create that competition. And to that end, I think we've got more, I don't know, having more questions is necessarily a problem as long as those questions are guys that we think can play.
So. How have your kicker and your punters been faring so well?
Today I thought was a good day. Will Hagler he's been really good in practice. And today our kickers did a nice job. So I was a little concerned. There's moments where we did not kick the ball as well, particularly in field goals, but today they did a nice job. Get some field goals today.
Could those split the kickoff guy and the place kicker?
It could. You know, and again, I don't have a preference that one guy has to do it. It's just whoever's the best and depend on what kind of kick we want on the kickoff.
Will as well?
Yeah, he's trying some kickoffs. You know, I don't know right now if he's in the mix with them, but we're going to have quite a bit of kickoff work this week.
Which of the kickers has stood out so far?
They've all been kind of equal. We've been, you know, we have three in our camp, you know, Gibbons and Justin Moran, who's also a soccer player, and Seth Brokhausen. So they're all getting about equal number of reps. They're all about the same right now.
Right. Anything else?
Thanks, guys. Sorry I don't have any pizza for you or anything. No.
Thank you.